He entered and was passing through Jericho. There was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector, and he was rich. He was trying to see who Jesus was and couldn't because of the crowd, because he was short. He ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. When Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for today I must stay at your house." He hurried, came down, and received him joyfully. When they saw it, they all murmured, saying, "He has gone in to lodge with a man who is a sinner." Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. If I have wrongfully exacted anything of anyone, I restore four times as much." Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, because he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save that which was lost." As they heard these things, he went on and told a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and they supposed that the kingdom of God would be revealed immediately. He said, therefore, "A certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. He called 10 servants of his and gave them 10 minas and told them, 'Conduct business until I come.' But his citizens hated him and sent an envoy after him, saying, 'We don't want this man to reign over us.' It happened when he had come back again, having received the kingdom, that he commanded these servants to whom he had given the money to be called to him, that he might know what they had gained by conducting business. The first came before him, saying, 'Lord, your mina has made 10 more minas. He said to him, 'Well done, you good servant. Because you were found faithful in very little, you shall have authority over 10 cities. The second came, saying, "Your mina, Lord, has made 5 minas. So he said to him, "And you are to be over 5 cities. Another came, saying, "Lord, behold your mina, which I kept laid away in a handkerchief. For I feared you, because you are an exacting man. You take up that which you didn't lay down, and reap that which you didn't sow." He said to him, "Out of your own mouth will I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I am an exacting man, taking up that which I didn't lay down, and reaping that which I didn't sow. Then why didn't you deposit my money in the bank, and at my coming I might have earned interest on it?" He said to those who stood by, "Take the mina away from him, and give it to him who has the 10 minas. They said to him, "Lord, he has 10 minas. For I tell you that to everyone who has will more be given, but from him who doesn't have, even that which he has will be taken away from him. But bring those enemies of mine who didn't want me to reign over them here, and kill them before me."